back to the Neutral Medical Report for Tuesday. It's hard to believe how fast the time is flying. It's Tuesday already, and we're dealing with the 14th, it's hard to believe, the 14th of September, already in the middle of September. And it is the first hour on Tuesdays, which is Carrot Bar University. Teach you about the goal by the gram business. And I'm just watching the news reports, actually, that are coming in my email. And gold is spiking. It's going because the financial system is starting to have more significant shakedowns. And the imminent collapse of what's going on with Brexit, leaving Europe, the Middle Eastern situation with ISIS and the sale of oil, the glut of oil around the world. If you look at the satellite maps and see that what's going on there, it's no better time. But every time was good for saving gold. Back the beginning of the 20th century, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. But now, because you can save in gold by the gram, and you can encourage other people to join the club and save as well, nothing could be better. I mean, you don't have to buy an expensive, 1 ounce gold coin or even a tenth of an ounce. You can buy by the gram. And also, this allows you to do transactions around the world. So eventually, it's going to have other options. But the first thing is, save gold by the gram. Welcome back to the program, Pete Fedick and Jim Deal.
Well, thanks for having us.
So, Jim, let's start off with some of the things today, because you're here for the first half of the program. Anything new happening with Carrot Bars? Is there any news that you want to convey that's come down the line in terms of what's going on with Carrot Bars? Because I tell people all they have to do is work both legs, and they'll deposit. A lot of times people don't realize they can look at their account if they go to their Carrot Bar account and say, if they've been doing something regularly, they'll be sponsoring people downline. And sometimes a person that really gets moving, maybe four or five deep. What's really amazing to me is how simple it is to start saving by the gram. You can do an auto save, so automatically it saves you a gram a month. If you convince two people, and they convince two people in a year, you have a huge network. So tell us all about it.
Well, I think the one thing that I tell people is any company that's going to last long term has to be driven by the product first and the opportunity second. And if you come into this company and you just simply want to acquire gold, you're going to get a very unique product in that it comes from LBMA refineries. It's third-party certified. It travels in its own certificate of authenticity. It is user-friendly. You can use it as money. And as things continue to decline, you want to have as much of that kind of gold as you possibly can. Not necessarily the only kind of gold you want, but certainly a big part of what you want. So the product alone is incredible. But what's really cool about Carrot Bars and what separates us and makes us unique from every other company out there is that you can go out and build a business so that you can acquire gold with nothing out of pocket. And so for those people that are serious, that like this concept and want to go out and promote this as a business, that opportunity is there for you. And the beauty of the system is such a simple system. It really comes down to you need two key people. Now, what it takes to get those two key people, it's a little more involved, but we can help you with all that. You don't have to know anything. You just watch us and learn. And once you figure it out and you feel like you're ready to go on your own, you do. But until you get to that place, we just hold your hand. It's a simple business. It's pretty much a no-brainer. And it just depends on what you want, how badly you want it. So
exactly.
The only new thing I would say, the recent thing I heard, you remember the one Olympic medalist? I forget her last name. Her name was Debbie. She was one of the first black figure skaters to win an Olympic medal.
Right.
You remember? She's a doctor. Yeah, they just came out with a specialty card for her. She's on one of our specialty cards. And that's pretty cool. There's a lot of, we got Bobby Orr has a specialty card with us, a couple other major hockey players, the Brazil.
So, it's good marketing for even regular companies. The other thing, of course, in your back office, you do manage to advertise. Let's say you have a plumbing business in Ohio.
Yep.
And what I see eventually is other options coming down the line, where people can buy and sell services in gold electronically over a great distance, which is quite a bit different, too, than dealing with gold. In a sense, you're almost doing what I call gold bartering. You're actually able to electronically transfer funds that can't be melted down or devalued, because really, gold is not anti-money, like the current fractional reserve notes that aren't even backed by anything. I mean, yeah. I know they're talking about new yuan as having backed by gold, but I don't think it's fully operational, is it?
No, not that I'm aware of. Oh, you mean you're talking about Kiribati K-Exchange?
No, the yuan in China.
No. You touched on something that's really cool about Kiribati is it is physical gold, but you don't have to physically, if you don't want to, you certainly can, but you don't have to physically give gold. If there's a vendor that's on the K-Exchange, which is operational right now, if there's a vendor on the K exchange and they're willing to offer their goods and services in Kiribati, and you as a customer come to them and say, hey, I like what you've got, you make that exchange internally. It's an actual internal transaction. You don't physically give them gold. And if you're doing an online purchase, that makes sense. If you're doing a local purchase, then you can go right into the store, walk in with your Kiribati, and they're going to have a little thing on the window saying, we accept Kiribati for payment of goods and services. But it's very, very convenient so that you can do transactions in fractional grams. In other words, if you go in there and you see something that's worth $115.75 and you make the purchase, well, then they'll transfer from your Kiribati gold account to their account that exact amount. Or if you walk in with a physical Kiribati, say a 2.5 gram bar, then you give them the bar for the goods and services, and they give you back in cash whatever the amount is. Either the overage or the shortage is done in cash. So it's a very functional, very practical way to do transactions using gold as money. And that's where we're headed. And if you understand anything that's going on in the world today, you will quickly appreciate the value of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of financial newsletters, because you know the old story is if you stand on the shoulders of giants, you can see farther than the giant. How's that?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, the issue is you have all these financial giants like Gerald Celente and so on, and I get all these newsletters I'm reading, and when you cross index them to find out what the most reasonable kind of level within all of them. There's no way that the fractional reserve money is not going to be devalued. Now, it'll be devalued less in the West with the Fed Reserve note, but if we get a 20 or 30% devaluation, say, in the next 2 years, everybody else will be a 60 to 80%. And what that means also is our products become more expensive to serve other countries, and so our Baltic Dry Index is the lowest it's been in 50 years. So what people should start to grasp is that the way things are going, we're in a depression, not a recession. And the value of gold is going to take off like a rocket. What people are going to find out is that the value of their pension funds, their homes, their bank accounts, anything denominated in fractional reserve funding money that's not backed by gold or anything solid, that can be printed so government continue to elect themselves. And this is what's been done by both the Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats are worse. Under Obama, he's increased the debt from $9 trillion to $19 trillion. I think it'll hit $20 trillion before he leaves. But it's the same all over the place. It's the same all over Europe too. So please continue. Yeah.
Well, no, I was just going to say he's doubled what it took all governments and presidents to do prior to him. He's doubled in his 8 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
which is nuts. Just absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it is pretty hard to believe, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and I mean, you know, you continue, and so you project that out, right? And if you double it again. Like you would say under Bernie Sanders is not going to be consideration, but even under Hillary Clinton, you double that again, you know, you've got some. I mean, people don't even understand, and the thing is, the whole inflation thing is just being so totally masked. I mean, you know, when you look at some of the key, like a steak, is off the charts now compared to what it was, say, 8 years ago. I'm not a big meat eater, but you know, I just happen to know that's the case. You know, so a lot of these things are taken out in the discussion, or they talk about unemployment. And as you know, people that quit looking for a job aren't counted in the unemployment rolls.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, when you hear that, you think, don't these people cringe when they lie like that to us? I mean, I don't think they even have the understanding of ethics. It's bizarre.
You know, it's amazing. The only people that are promoting that are the mainstream news media, and we already know that they've lost listenership, you know.
Yeah, listen, our program here, Nutramedical Report, by the way, they're still broadcasting my old shows over in Genesis, but our program here and our audience that follows us on RSS feeds, video and audio, is bigger than any cable television program. It's huge, and people want the truth. They know we're citizen broadcasters. We don't have an agenda that, you know, transnational corporations or government are trying to stay elected. We just want people to find the best truth. And a lot of time we tell people what you need to do is you need to investigate yourself. There's about, I think, six or seven other companies that sell gold by the gram. But none of them has an infinite downline. None of them has all support. None of them has all the regulations to make sure they're staying in business. CareParts is very unique, isn't it?
Absolutely. You mean to tell me you have no major corporate sponsors, huh?
No. In fact, it's the only thing that supports us. And by the way, this is a ministry, so when I respond to doctors and patients around the world to try to help them with health issues, the only thing that keeps us in business is the sale of our supplements and the consultations that people pay. And I charge a very minimal amount, very rarely, to review medical records and do other things, medical, legal, and other issues. So yep, that's it. And without their support, we would not be broadcasting. And it costs 4 to 5 figures every month to broadcast and put all these things out in computer and RSS feeds and do videos and everything. And we're doing it as a ministry. And because of that, we're able to reach a lot of people because they want the truth. Now, yeah, in the last 2 months, we've got RSS feeds for all our podcasts, which come from our great Republic Broadcasting and our great board ops. And they go to everywhere in the world. We just started in the last few weeks all the RSS feeds for all of our videos to live stream Vimeo and YouTube and all the other video feeds in the world as well. So these programs go out to people to say, you don't have to be in America. You can be in Chile. You can be in France. You can do a CareParts business if you're listening to this anywhere on the planet, Russia, China. In fact, I think the Chinese are pretty good at business. They have a natural knack at it. And I would guess if people are listening in China and they speak English, they would be very wise to get into CareParts because their own currency, although it seems like they've got this gold-backed yuan, 50% of the loans that run their businesses in China are shark loans, which means they're, you know, the old movies of Jimmy Cagney, you know, about, hey, we're going to charge 20% because we're the mob. They're charging upward of that in China, and they don't have the sales they used to have. Even though they say the economy is still growing, they built these giant cities inland, and they don't have anybody to move there because they can't afford to. So China China's teetering too.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've attempted to get into China, but the China government does not allow purchase of gold from outside vendors. So we are not in China, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, you know. I wonder why China would do that, because walling themselves off from the world economy is a bad idea. Even trying to have your own reserve currency, and then you're going to exchange it with fractional reserve currency, that still doesn't work. CareParts is international because every other country in the world, except for a few countries in South America and China, will accept CareParts. Argentina, Brazil.
Yeah, we're under 120 countries right now. The main countries that we're not in are usually
communists.
Communist countries, and those countries that work under the Sharia law banking system, which is a little bit different than our banking system. So that's not because we don't want to be in there. That's because they don't want us in there.
Oh, you really? So in other words, Muslim countries.
Well, we are in Saudi Arabia. I will say that we are in Saudi Arabia.
That's interesting.
But like we're not in. We're in Jordan, but we're not in Iran or Iraq or some of those countries. So we are in some of those. And we're in the United Arab Emirates as well. So it's not completely that, but I mean those that are the more extreme, like Afghanistan.
Yeah, the real extreme ones like. Afghanistan doesn't have CareParts, but
right,
you
know, right.
Maybe if you're smart, you'll have an account in another country and kind of communicate with your relatives somewhere else, and they'll do it for you.
Yeah, we're actually in Turkey too.
Really? Yeah. Well, the Turks are good at business. I mean, they're usually pretty wise. They're in the crossroads of Europe and Asia, so it wouldn't be surprising that they do well.
Yeah. So we're in a lot of interesting companies. We're in Slovenia, Slovakia. You know, Singapore, we're in all kinds of Romania. I'm just going down the list, some of the interesting companies. I haven't looked at this in a while. We're in Morocco, which is cool. Of course, we're in Mexico, Latvia.
Latvia, that always reminds me of people of Lapland. Oh, that's pretty far north.
Yeah, we're in Japan, we're in Iceland. Uh-huh.
Very good.
Yeah. Central America, a lot of Central America countries, Guatemala, Honduras. El Salvador.
Now, here's some of the different things that I find with people. They need to make a list, number one, of 5 to 20 people that they think are good prospects. And you got to think of it this way. I'd like to think of it in reverse. What would happen if your relatives, your friends, and your colleagues suddenly woke up and the government made an announcement, whatever country, like Argentina, where they just did it recently, they devalue the currency, say, 50 or 70%.
Yep, big problem.
Big problem. Can you buy gas to put in your car to get to work? Can you buy food to put on your table? Can you buy heating oil if you're in a country that's cool? Can you buy clothing because the price has gone up because clothing may be made in another country that may not exchange at the same rate? Or now all of a sudden it's twice as expensive or more, three times as expensive.
Well, the thing that I hear a lot of people...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the thing that I hear a lot of people say, well, yeah, but you can't eat gold. Well, yeah, but guess what? You got gold, you can go out there and make deals with all kinds of people. I mean, want gold. You know, that's the beauty of gold. It is universally recognized as having value. And, of course, there is a measuring... So if things go down the crapper in a country, and you've got gold, you know...
Yeah,
you can do what you got
to
do.
Well, you know, the thing is, I always like to say this nowadays. I say, the job of prophet is one-tenth the job of a journalist. We're there now. You know, like when you take the kids and you go on a long trip and they say, are we there yet, Mommy, Daddy? Are we there yet? And they're going to a theme park or something, you know, in Missouri or Florida or California. You're heading towards, say, a Disneyland or the big zoo parks here in California. And where I live in North County, San Diego, is an hour to everything. I mean, we're an hour and a half to downtown L.A. We're an hour, 55 minutes to Disneyland. We're 25 minutes to the San Diego Outdoor Zoo and 40 minutes to the big zoo. So are you there yet? Now, the problem is, we're there. We don't have to prophesy or analyze. If you just look at the stats, just daily news reports say, whoa, and you see it's ugly. Like you squinch one eye and you turn away a little bit and you look. This isn't really happening, is it? Yes, it is. And I remember one of my people that are in care bars. He was retired up in Los Angeles and pretty wealthy. And he said, you know, with the crash that happened just, I think, a year or so ago of the economy, back from August of 2014, he lost because Caltrans, which is a big pension fund here for the California state workers, you know, people that are firefighters and police and other people, Caltrans, because it lost his international finances and stocks, he lost like 30% of the funding of his pension. He went from like 130% funded to 90%.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend that he wound up, he had about $300,000 worth of funds in the stock market. This is before I got involved in Carrot Bars, and he was just getting hammered. He kept watching it go down, and it finally dropped down to about 200, in the low 200s. And I told him, I said, dude, you got to get into precious metals. Well, he did. He took the 200, he bought in at about $12 an ounce, and then he liquidated half of it when it hit 40. So he came out well. I mean, the timing was good on that, but the beauty of precious metals is they always hold their value. I don't encourage people to get into it as an investment, but I do encourage them to have it as a safety net because they always hold value, always have historically.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so Pete, tell us what little pearls you have this week to kind of motivate people to say, today I'm going to start doing my carrot bars, even if they're bought in, you know, because a lot of people listen and say, well, how do I get motivated? It's like, okay. You don't need to take a crystal ball. Just take out your newspaper or your iPad or your computer and look at what's going on. And then, of course, you look at the foolishness that's happening in our country, you know, in every way. The only way is, as they say, when you jump out a window, the only way is down. So we'll come back. We'll hear from Pete. Thanks a lot, Jim. I hope that motivates people to realize this is the time. This is the time to make phone calls and start getting other people to do the same thing, save by gold by the gram. It's just a gold by the gram savings club is really what it is.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And welcome back. By the way, if anybody wants help, one of the things that I find is a lot of people say, well, it seems too hard to do, or I'm shy, or whatever. Look, let me help overcome, or our team overcome. In fact, I just had a gentleman request to get your contact, Pete. I'll just mention his first name, Greg. And Greg, we will get the contacts for Pete for you. We also have Jim Fedick. Jim Deal has a... Jim has a training session over on Skype, but there's lots of training sessions. We have lines where you can call in and listen to the program. You can interact. If you contact me, by the way, I post these all up over on below the little black carrot bars logo underneath Associates on the front page of NutriMedical. You'll see KP Vision, and that link takes you directly to a page that shows you all kinds of videos, phone numbers, training sessions, information like Carrot Group Team. Care Group Team is a really simple. You can get a simple site or a more advanced one for marketing and for training yourself. I think what's important is people should realize there's everybody in the network is like family. We're all here to help each other. In fact, you cannot succeed unless you help others succeed. You can't move forward unless you're helping other people get motivated and realize if you do this and you do it consistently in 12 weeks, you'll build a network where you'll start receiving regular updates to your Scarepower's account in Stuttgart, Germany for the dual system, and you'll be able to purchase free gold. You'll get free gold, plus you'll start building up residual income in gold, and there's other spin-offs happening. Down the road, this will be a substitute for your cash. It'll be electronically, it'll be funds transferred like we talked about before the break. so people can buy and sell using CarePars. There are, in the works right now, kiosks. So around the world there'll be kiosks so you can get your local currency and fractional reserve funny money, or you can get CarePar cards or gold currency, which are right now a tenth of a gram of gold in the currency notes, but they'd be 2/10, 4/10, 6/10, 8/10 of a gram. So it's actual gold in the currency, and it cannot be copied. It's also not printed by a bank, and it's not printed by a country. So these are not going to be, you know, basically devalued. And as gold increases and appreciates in price per gram, and there's an additional value added because whether it's the currency notes or the cards, they're vaulted gold, which means when you have a CarePar card of a tenth of a gram, 2.5 tenths of a gram, you know, five gram cards. These cards actually are, how can I say, fraud proof, and the gold in them is London Bullion Market Exchange certified gold, which means, you know, if you went back to a broker, you can go to a broker and buy gold by the gram, let's say jewelry or whatever, and if you go back to say in the next week, if you don't have certification that the jeweler or somebody's actually proven that that stuff is still valuable, even from the same seller, they may not pay you the same price because they can't prove that it's still gold. That's the truth, isn't it? But with CarePar,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, which is amazing. Now, people also say, well, why don't I just buy gold and silver coins? I've got gold and silver coins. I've been doing it for years and years. And I think that's perfectly fine, or buying things that you can use for bartering. You know, one of the things that's really funny is some people will buy and sell things like medical supplies. Maybe they're making alcohol. Maybe they're doing other things that are barterable. But gold is going to appreciate, especially during times that are tough. And because it's a gram of gold, it's very portable. In other words, if you have currency notes, you can make change, in other words. You can't make change if you have a 1 ounce gold coin that now, today is, let's say, worth $1,200. And at the rate it's going, I think it's heading toward $2,000 an ounce. If you have a really bad time and the regular currencies are devalued, gold could be easily $10,000 an ounce. How are you going to make change when, you know, you're buying and selling things, even if you have a tenth of a gram of gold coin, or even silver? Silver is going to evaluate too right now, but I think it's what, a ratio of 1 to 8 or 1 to 10, I think, to gold. Is that right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and that usual ratio may fluctuate a bit, but it usually is pretty good. The silver, however, is heavy as heck. So if you have a lot of silver, and I know we've actually acquired a lot of silver over time, and it's heavy. I mean, if you want to carry it, you need a wheelbarrow. Like, this is heavy stuff. Whereas grams of gold, especially in cards or currency notes, are really portable. And electronic gold, which you can do exchange across borders around the world, is amazing. We'll be back in a moment. Your questions, 800-313-9443. Call in the Republic. If you want to know more about CarePars, and if you want help, we'll help you launch your business. Again, gold by the gram, important.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty Health Share could be the answer. Liberty Health Share has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty Health Share members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. And so, Pete, just the same way I approach any kind of issue, the first thing you do is ask better questions. And if I was out there, and let's say I was a novice calling to the program, I'm going to pretend I'm a caller. Dr. Deagle, why would you promote care bars? And I thought you were trying to make people well. Well, if you can't afford to buy the nutraceuticals, if you can't afford to be prepped up for a possible collapse in the economy, if you can't be able to educate yourself by being able to purchase, say, the materials and information or the nutraceuticals to keep yourself well, that's a problem. And so part of my ministry is not just to help people get well, but also be able to afford to stay well. Second thing, you need to be able to afford to just take care of business. If the economy crashes, a lot of people, you know, the thing that's come out the last year or so is that most people in America that are under $100,000 income couldn't scrape together $1,000 if they had something happen in their home or their car. And it turns out that 3/4 of people under $50,000 income and 2/3 of people under $100,000 income, and most people are only a couple paychecks away from disaster. Now, if those paychecks get skinnier, that disaster is going to hit a lot faster. And we're seeing also, I call portion size of boxes, I call the shrinking cereal box. You have to pick up the cereal box with tweezers. A lot of people, this could actually be funny if it wasn't horrifying. they ignore it. They think, well, you know, a lot of, for example, if they supported Obama in the first and second terms, they think, well, Obama's doing a great job. No, they're fiddling the statistics. The actual number of people that aren't working now, I heard, went from 94.5 million to 95 million. It's people out of the labor force completely. The number of people on food stamps, the number of people requiring government assistance. And there's another nasty twist that happened that I just found out this week, is that the food stamp cards for a number of people that are younger that possibly could work, but they can't find work, their EBC cards, or whatever they're called, in California are not working for the last 11 days. All we need is some little trigger event like this, an event like, for example, the run on the derivatives market based on oil, and we've got a catastrophe on our hands. People don't get, they don't get it, that if the dollar collapses, let's say 20% of the food America buys is from foreign countries. We're not self-sufficient in food anymore. We don't have a national food storage, for example, back to the early 80s. We had a national food storage so that, even though it was preserved, we had about 2.5 years of food for all Americans up to the early 1980s. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That's gone.
I remember hearing that.
That doesn't exist anymore. We don't have a civil defense policy, dealing with things like, for example, this gentleman that went crazy. And by the way, I'll just make a quick comment here while we have a moment. That young man apparently was torn between the culture of his father, who was an uber Afghanistan Muslim, very much against gays. And it turns out this young man was gay. And he was also bipolar. He had a bipolar depression, and he was violent. And he was taking a lot of steroids, so he could have had roid rage. Plus, God knows what other drugs he's taking that he got into the American culture and got into that made him lose his marbles or made his bipolar disease worse. So basically, he's torn between these two cultures. Now, just like many of these people in the third world, the greatest force driving extreme Islam is not religious, believe it or not, primarily, it's financial. When you have no future, when you have no ability to buy a home or a car, and if you're in a culture like Islam where some rich guy gets all the girls and you get nothing, you get pretty frustrated. So in these third world countries where the last 20 years the deserts are drying up all the land in the Middle East, these people are being driven into large cities. They're getting exposed to Western culture, although they're radicalizing themselves because it makes them have a sense of wellness and power. And the only option is to become a member of ISIS or Al-Qaeda if you're in Iraq or Syria or these other Middle Eastern North African countries like Libya. You're going to go over the edge. So in other words, the economy drives radicalism. It's the primary driver. If you have, for example, and this is a fact because there's lots of really good Muslim people in America that are very much against imposing Sharia law other than the Constitution, a lot of American Muslims have fought in the wars and fought for America. The solution, believe it or not, is a pen that doesn't skip, a home that's stable, a safe place to go to a ball game or a stadium where nobody is going to impose their totalitarian rule over you, whether it's Muslim or Christian or whatever, and a stable economy. Now, if the economy becomes more unstable, we're going to see the rise, just like in Nazi Germany with the Weimar Republic and the devaluation of the dollar. Nazism rose because of economic chaos, didn't it?
That's right.
People don't say, what was the genesis of it? We had the most cultured society in Germany and Europe, but after the economic crash because of the warfare between Britain and Germany and these other countries, the rise of totalitarianism, the rise of extreme Islam, the genesis starts with economic chaos. So there's nothing better you can do for your community and your relatives, your neighbors, your colleagues, than to get them into a stable currency. It means their economy, their personal economy, will improve. And, you know, Trump knows this. He knows that the solution to getting America stable again is to even call them to say, you need to report these crazy people because you know them and they're crazy. You need to know we support you and we want to support your people in America. I don't see America supporting her just because you know them and you're civil and dead game. I don't want to see extreme mass radicalizing children born here, so we have our homegrown terrorists because they're displaced because they're under a little enclave where Sharia law or multiple wives is okay, so the young, some young guy never gets to have a girlfriend or a monogamous relationship. The idea of having a future is a major antidote to extremism. And the problem is, you see, a lot of people nowadays, young people, especially millennials, they don't have a sense that there's a future anymore, do they? That's why even millennials should be involved in this. If you get involved at, say, 20 or 21 or 24 in care bars and you start building a network, in 2 or 3 years, you're going to have more income coming in from carrot bars than from, quote, a McJob, which I call just over broke, which is the old term, job, just over broke.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, with Obama and his insanity of handing it over to insurance carriers and the big medical outfits and let battalions of lawyers write the Obamacare bill, which is stupid. I mean, the original idea is good. I think we should have, I'm not going to call it a single payer, but we should have, let's say, a value-added tax like Canada. Everybody should have the right to health care, and they should not have fee-for-service or state licensing authorities or malpractice. We should have constant monitoring of doctors to make sure that they know what they're doing. We should have a system where people can laterally train. They can start as a nurse and become a neurosurgeon. We should have systems set up to contain costs so there's rationalization so you don't have to have 20 scanners in some little town when you may have done fine with 6 to service the population. But we don't have that. We have this insanity where we have too many specialists and no generalists. We have people that basically are specialized doing general service. It's like hiring a senior engineer to turn bolts. Well, the same thing goes with care bars. You have to understand that if your community is going to be stable, it's going to be financially stable. So if there's Muslims that come to America and they can set up a falafel shop or a truck in Los Angeles and they're making good money and they got a nice home and nice cars, and maybe they go to a mosque, but if they can whistleblow on extreme imams in their mosques, if they can tell the police and the FBI and so on, hey, we think we have a problem person here, guess what? They're welcome. We want to see de-radicalization like occurred six centuries ago with the Catholic Church with the Albigensian slaughter of millions of people. Over 1,000 years, the Catholics killed, they estimate, somewhere between 55 and 120 million people. Believe it or not. So what we should start to realize is that we need to transcend religion to be more concerned about each other as human beings. You know, Jesus taught us that relationship is important. Well, financial relationship is fundamental. In fact, it's interesting. Jesus had more to say about finances than he did about heaven and hell. If you actually count the number of words of his comments. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. He had more to say in a word count about finances and about money. And the reason is the root of all evil or good, because remember, it's not a sin to be wealthy because you can't give what you don't have. If you have, you have to consider you're a steward for that for other people. But if you don't have enough to feed yourself, how can you give? If you as a country can't bring in people and help them or help them in their country, for example, setting up safe zones in Iraq and Afghanistan, as Donald Trump says, so you can build homes for them, businesses, get satellite connections so they can have internet, allow them to have a stable life, de-radicalize them by basically giving them a future. And it's not, by the way, it's not just a matter of Muslims. If the young people in, say, 20 years' time have no future in the economy, it's really a mess, and we're in a kind of a slow-grind terror war, because this is a slow-grind war. If events like this happen every week in America, America won't resemble America in 5 or 10 years. Everywhere you go, you have to show your papers and biometric passes, and they'll scan your bones and do all kinds of things before you get in the building. And what we have to understand is it's not just radicalizing Islam. It's going to radicalize Christians. It's going to radicalize anybody if the economy goes down the toilet. This is what happened in Nazi Germany, and they weren't Muslims. They were, Protestant German Christians, right? And they went over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important. And the problem is also, we often like to blame somebody. So the very first reflex thing with this young man, Mateen, is we like to say he's Al-Qaeda and so on. Look, we have a cultural war between something that's anathema to our Western open culture, where everybody's accepted, no matter whether your sexual orientation, your age, your sex, whatever, which is why women aren't treated like animals. I mean, I heard a joke many years ago I thought was pretty obscene, but it's true, that in the Middle East, it's man, camel, cattle, goat, sheep, woman. You know, they're really on the bottom of the heap over there. They're treated like slaves. They're treated like cattle or animals. And if you're not super wealthy in some of these countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar and so on, you basically like don't exist. And when they do, they try to radicalize them so they can maintain this kind of crazy state. For example, Saudi Arabia pays to try to have people come to the West, but they want to bring Sharia law here. Sharia law is not consistent with the Western culture. They should simply have them do an oath, even people who are here. Do you want Sharia law or the Constitution? If you want Sharia law, you're going to get deported. I don't care. And the problem is that if you're a decent Muslim and you want to de-radicalize and you want to whistleblow, by all means, stay here. In fact, the best protection against blowing up people in shopping malls and stadia is to have decent Muslims whistleblowing their buddies. They're saying bad things in the mosques or whispering in bars that they're going to do something terrible. I'm certain that this guy Mateen or the Sanarov brothers or these other guys, and again, we need better tools like Donald Trump says, so that the metadata and so on, so we can track these guys. I personally would have a very low threshold for taking these guys and putting them into detention. Permanent War Powers Act detention. I would simply also make sure that I wouldn't put a ban on immigration. I'd make it so damn tough that if you couldn't prove anything, you're not going to get in. And we're not talking about false passports, because they've actually, you know, taken over passport areas in Syria, so they actually have our passport machines and they make them as good as we do. They got our printing presses. But, you know, you don't need a ban. What you need is super high level of proof that you're not a radical, and if you're, we need to monitor these mosques and so on. But the same thing goes with their own culture. Look at how many Christian churches are warmongering maniacs. They want to support going back into Iraq and go to these countries, and I agree with Donald Trump. We got to stop thinking we're going to nation build in countries that can't accept democracy because it's anathema to Sharia law. We need to start getting at extreme Islam. We need to de-radicalize it. And our best allies are Muslims. Our best allies to get rid of extreme Islam is to treat regular Muslims that want to collaborate with us with respect. Isn't that interesting?
That's right. You got that nail on the head.
And if we treat them the same thing as our neighbors, if we don't want our neighbors coming to our home after financial collapse with a shotgun because their dog has eaten the last of their dog food, their fridge, all their food is rotten, they're hungry as hell, they have no money to buy anything, and their cash is useless now, and they're with a shotgun crying because their wife is saying that they're so hungry they don't know what to do now and they're dehydrating, and they had to cut back on the water because if they continue to supply the amount of water, because remember, every town and community in the Western world has power to supply water, but not to treat sewage. So after the fourth day, they have to start cutting back on water. Otherwise, it'll back up in your sink, your toilet, and your tubs. Do you know that? So now they're at your front door. Because they didn't have carrot bars, they can't buy or sell or barter anything. They didn't decide to have chickens or have a little vegetable patch. They didn't have anything to... You know, maybe they didn't even think, well, maybe I'll start making some liquor with it, get a still in the back or whatever. I'm going to have material I can barter with. But the best barter thing is to have gold by the gram or gold currency. And now they're really in desperation, so they're going to show up at your front doorstep ready to do violence so they can get some of what you got because you're prepped. I saw a show a few years ago on Prepper Show on TV, and I couldn't believe this episode. They had a lot of really good episodes of you do this thing to prep and that. This guy, this bunch of crazy preppers, their whole plan was to attack preppers because they knew the preppers had their stuff. That's a bad idea. And, you know, remember, a lot of the preppers are ex-military or people like me that take training with them. We're crack shots. We're armed to the teeth. You don't want to go to a prepper's home. You want to be a prepper yourself. The first prepper thing is get care bars. Second is to get nutraceuticals. Get yourself off the toxic polypharmacy that's poisoning you and ruining your health. Address the cause of your illness so you stay well despite the collapse of the healthcare and medical system. It's collapsing. Obamacare is like a demolition to the healthcare system. I mean, doctors are going bankrupt, hospital systems are going bankrupt, insurance carriers are trying to grab a bunch of money, but they're even cutting off people's healthcare and they're pulling out of the market. The end is coming, and when it comes here, the problem is the best thing to protect you and your home isn't to have, you know, shoot out your neighbors. It's to tell them right now to get involved with carrot bars and start prepping. You know, if they had carrot bars, gold in their home, they have things to barter with, And they've started to grow a little vegetable patch, even something in their window, like a windowsill thing, even with some greens. And they start to have chickens, so they can have eggs. It's a whole different world. They're not going to show up at your front doorstep with a shotgun saying, I'm starving to death, my dog's hungry, my wife's crying. And this is for your colleagues, too, and they might be well off. Some might say, well, they got a big home and all this stuff. A big home won't mean anything when there's no power, or the water's been cut down so it's one quarter what it used to be, or people's sewage is backing up. Will it?
That's right.
So campfires is an important part of prepping. If you don't have a means of exchange during the time of financial collapse, believe me, fractional reserve dollars is one of my friends who survived the Hungarian Revolution in the late 60s. He said their money was very valuable for one thing, wallpapering outhouses so the winter wind wouldn't whip through them. That's all it was useful for.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Welcome back, and again, you know, we want to give people hope. One of the things that I get very concerned about are movies like the one that I think WND WorldNet Daily recently put out called Armageddon, which is big EMP pulse, takes out all the power and so on. I tell people, I said, well, okay, well, there's several layers. Firstly, it starts with you at home. When the power went out here in November of 2011, I said, I'm going to get scrambling. I got a 20-kilowatt propane-powered automatic start, 4-second delay, bam, it's on, generator. I've also got some solar panels that I can pop out there and generate enough power to run my computers. And I'm working on trying to develop other technology. For a while there, we were working with Professor McCanny, but he seems to have some technical troubles at getting things operational with his wind power generators. But guess what? The technology is still there. And I think we're going to see a convergence of things like solar power, hydrogen, where you don't store it in batteries, you store it in hydrogen and have a hydrogen fuel cell. You know, the sky's the limit. We have to use our imaginations. And it's real simple. If you are storing nutraceuticals and food, why are you not storing gold by the gram? Why? If you're building a still in the back and you're living in the mountains of Arkansas or, you know, in the East Coast, up in the Appalachian Mountains, and you're trying to say, well, I want something that I can barter with, so I'm going to make some booze, why are you not using gold? Gold by the gram, when you can buy and sell almost anything. I'm sure somebody at the point is going to say, yeah, I'll give you, you know, 5 bushels of vegetables and apples and everything else if you give me one of those grams of gold. Because they know they can take that gram of gold and buy all kinds of other things. It means the means of exchange is so simple when you have grams of gold, either the currency or the cards. Why would people not realize how powerful this is? And when you can do it internationally even and do business, for example, let's say you're gold, you're using your gold to buy leather, say, from Italy and other countries, and you're a leather worker in, say, a country like Ecuador or Brazil, major city like Sao Paulo. If your local currency goes down the toilet and you can buy and sell in care bars, you don't need to worry that you can't get your supply of leather to sell to your local population that has dispensable income. One of the comments that I've heard from people that are in South America is in the last year and a half, companies that are buying vehicles from other countries, whether it's Japan or Mexico or America, a lot of them are American vehicles, even made in Mexico, but American vehicles, they can't afford to buy the with their local currency now and make a margin to stay in business. So a lot of these expats that actually set up businesses in these other third world countries or second world countries, they're in a business now because the currency is so unstable, they can't actually maintain a margin to stay in business. So the problem is a world that goes into economic chaos always gets radicalized. And if you want to save your friends, your neighbor, your family, your community, if you don't want somebody coming to your front doorstep, convince them to get involved with care bars as well as prepping in every way so they have power, they've got food, they're not hungry, they're not angry, they're not radicalized. And the reason why more Muslims come to America and feel and get wealthy and have a life and don't want to be radical is because, not like in Europe where there's no-go zones and they're in ghettos, they have a future. They've profited from being in America. And if you don't give people a future, they go south. They get radicalized, they get angry, and they pick up their gun when they don't have anything left at all. Like Gerald Celente says, when people lose it all, they lose it. Don't let them lose it all. Get them carrot bars.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.